What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Shari and Javen podcast. I'm your host, Javen, and my lovely fiance.
I'm Shari.
What's going on?
Nothing much. We are potting pretty late today. It's about midnight right now.
Hey, babe, make sure you're talking to the microphone directly.
I'm talking directly into it.
You are now. Thank you.
So, yeah, we're potting and it's like midnight right now. I don't really know what's up with you. You asked me what's up with me. What's up with you?
I had a couple White Claws earlier, guys. I'm fresh off of work. Today's been pretty crazy. So LA right now is raining very heavily. When I say raining, I'm talking about I was at work. I looked outside. There were cars buried in rain. I'm talking about like cars
drowning.
That's
so crazy though.
Today was the first day I ever seen cars drowning in rain. I'm talking about cars stopped working. Like it was flooded in the streets. The rain was like,
Hold on, can we pause? Because Dash.
What's up with Dash?
He's starting to bark. Okay.
Yeah, but Dash is in the background doing Dash. But
every time we start recording, he does the same spiel.
So right now, Dash is at his typical toy basket barking, waiting for us to
pull out. I dumped all of his toys out, though.
Yeah, I hear him now.
That's what I was trying to prevent.
What's up?
He does.
So I seen about 5 cars stuck. The ambulance had to come. Not the ambulance, I'm sorry. No, I said that.
You said it the right way. I was just joking because there's this meme where this dude says ambulance. And every time someone says ambulance, I still hear that meme in my head. You said it the right way, though.
Yeah, so the firefighters and the cops had to come rescue about 5 different people. We were actually warning people, like, don't drive down the street.
Should I go check on Dash?
Yeah, go check on Dash. I'll finish my story. So the ambulance was actually helping people, the firefighters were actually helping people. They were, like, pretty much helping them out their cars, and there was tow trucks coming. The tow trucks and even the buses were, like, almost stuck. There was at least about 3 to 4 feet of rain because, like, I'm assuming the gutters were, like, clogged up and people couldn't get their cars past a certain point. So people were going and driving it and literally they were getting stuck. And then their cars, like, died on them. So there's a lot of flood damage going on right now.
Oh, yeah, in Los Angeles. I didn't think about that. The water would, like, damage your engine and stuff, right?
Yeah, so there's a lot of flood damage going on. It was pretty bad to see because it's like, damn, hopefully you have insurance to cover this because insurance is one of those things that you could be paying for 10 to 20 years and not have an accident. And then you do have something go wrong. And then at that point, you find out you don't have coverage for what just happened. Mm-hmm. But you've been giving them all this money for all these years. Healthcare and the auto insurance industry is it's one of those things where, like, I'm not saying it's a scam, but they making chalupas. They getting their money dealing with them.
Oh, my God.
They got a little bit of everything. They taking your money. And, yeah, like, literally, like, I took videos. Like, I have a bunch of videos on my phone of people literally just driving through and then stop. Car dead. Flooding their engines, whatever you want to call it. I don't know what the mechanical issue that makes your car stop once you drive through a puddle of water. That's literally submerged.
It probably just like floods your engine and makes stuff not work the right way.
Yeah.
You know?
I think it's the intake system. It's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. But literally people are like, had to be rescued. And I was just like, damn. And I was trying to tell people, like, don't go. Don't
go. Hold on really quick. Let me see. You have.
That's what love is for.
Wait.
Go ahead and tell the truth. What's on my nose?
I put translucent powder because he gets really oily skin. So sometimes when we like shoot videos and stuff, he will have like a shiny point on his nose and his forehead and stuff like that. So
your boy be greasy. I got that oil skin.
That's the best type of skin to have because when you age, your skin just always looks moisturized, you know?
Maybe it's Maybelline.
My skin is combination. It's mostly definitely on like the drier side, though. It's like I have oily skin on my forehead, though, oddly. But everywhere else is more on the, like, combination side.
I'm sorry, my son is so cute. He was just looking at me directly like...
No, he brought all his toys out. That's what he was barking for. So I dumped his toy box out. And now he's pacing back and forth trying to play.
It's perfect timing. He always does.
Yeah, it's every single time.
Whenever I sit down officially at the desk, he's like, nah, bruh. You just got off of work. Nah, I need you to play with me. You've been going all day.
He knows that, like, I don't know. I think I'm definitely more of the disciplinary parent. And Jabin's more of, like, the fun parent. So I get the bad rep.
We just came outside from a nice stroll in the rain. I got completely soaked. I took off all my clothes at the door. He ain't been outside all day because Charlie didn't take him out in the rain because
it's been flooding.
It's been like flash flood, like warning. Like it's been bad. It's not San Francisco, Bay Area, Sacramento bad, but it's like half of that to the point where if you go down the wrong street and the gutters aren't clean and they're clogged, your car is
done. Oh my God, that's so gross.
Literally, I've seen a lot of nice cars done. Like it's done. Flood damage, all that stuff.
Okay, let's get started with our rapid fire questions. So this is something that we used to do when we would pod. And it's just like a little bit of an icebreaker. You basically just like ask each other questions and you have like a few seconds to answer. Just literally say whatever comes off the top of your head. So I have Javen's first, so you can read yours off first. And all then right. I'll read mine off next.
Okay. Name an animal that starts with an F.
Flamingo.
If a movie was made of your life, what genre would it be? Easy.
Ooh, probably a drama or drama. Like rom-com.
Drama.
But like also romantic. It's like we have like a lot of like, even though it's drama, like possibly a thriller, girl. A psychological thriller.
That too. Don't forget that part.
Okay, next. Go. You gotta keep going.
What is one thing that annoys you the most?
Like about people?
Just in general.
One thing that annoys me the most is I can't stand closed-minded people or like judgmentalness.
She's trying to talk about me.
Yeah.
That's not me though. Anyways, what is the
not
first
with other
thing-
people, he's not. With me, he is. He literally judges me with a fine-tooth comb. It's so annoying. Go ahead, next.
What is the first thing you notice about someone when you first meet them?
I don't know. Probably just like the way that they treat other people or something, or like, or am I supposed to be looking at somebody like from like a physical aspect or just like their character? Cause I judge somebody by their character first.
I judge people by the buns or not women. I'm just playing. Look at she triggered.
Like literally.
My real answer
okay,
is
let
teeth.
Me say that about men.
My real answer is teeth. I look at people. The first thing you see is their teeth.
Well, naturally you notice someone's smile first for sure.
All right, so it's
your
turn.
So my turn. Don't look at him. Stop trying to cheat. All right, what's the first thing you do when you wake up in the morning, JB?
Hop in the shower, brush my teeth, wash my face, walk my dog.
Okay, we only need one, the first thing. Where would you go if you were invisible?
I would go into your mind.
That's literally, I guess, whatever. Okay. What's the best advantage of being tall?
You can see things.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure. Like, even when I wear platforms, I'm like, the world just seems, even though when I'm in platforms, I'm only like 5'5", it still seems a little bit different. All right, next question. What's your least favorite type of music?
Metal.
Oh, true. Would you rather listen to country than metal?
Yes,
yeah,
definitely.
Me too. I think so too. All right, cool.
That was it?
Yeah, so it was just like a little bit of an icebreaker. Next podcast, we have a little bit more. I kind of just found these questions and thought of them on like a spur of the moment. So we're going to get into our topic. Well, we are talking about two topics that we're going to elaborate on. The first one is, do you think you can be roommates with an ex? Like that's the broad topic. And then we're going to break things down with specific questions.
Go ahead.
So the first question is this really a trustworthy arrangement? Like, do you think that like two exes will be like double backing and like hooking up, you know?
Mm, That's one of those.
100%. I would rather hook up with, if me and Javen were broken up, I'd rather hook up with him than like.
I think it varies on the kind of person you are, because not everyone is willing to hook up with an ex.
No.
Especially based off, why are you exes?
True. Okay. Very true.
You got to go, you got to start from there. And then, are you exes because you guys mutually agreed that you guys aren't meant for each other, or because you're stuck with each other and maybe rent or your mortgage is too high or your whatever, or
that's, and that's another conversation, because I seen a TikTok where there was two exes that were living together. They didn't want to be together anymore, but they couldn't get out of their lease. Rent was too high and they were in California.
Cali, that's in California rent.
Yeah, and it's like they couldn't, but then it was funny because they were doing like TikToks together and like they were dating. Okay, can I get a word out without you pressing that constantly? So they were like living together and stuff like that. But my thing is like, once you guys start dating each other, that's different. And I also think it depends on how long you guys were dating. Like if it's an ex-husband, you're going to have to move way different.
That sounds like exclusive access to somebody without having a title.
What are you talking about?
Being an ex but still doing TikToks and living together?
I think that not everybody is so immature, and like some people can be friends with their ex. You don't have that level of maturity. Yes.
Listen, some people can be friends with their ex, but I can't be friends with my ex high school sweetheart / fiance and live with her and seeing other people.
Well, we have a different dynamic. I'm talking about, you have to put yourself outside of your own personal relationship and like be open-minded. That was the first thing that I said, that I couldn't stand when people are closed-minded. Look at how you're acting. Listen. But anyways, if like you were dating someone for like a couple years, you guys had to sign a lease and you're like, damn, we have 8 months left of this lease. Let's be like, we have to like, we can't buy the lease out, so we're going to have to literally live together. Mm. I do think that it depends on how long you're dating someone and how serious the relationship was. Like if you were never married to them or you were never got engaged, technically that was just a boyfriend or a girlfriend. Yeah. Like it's serious, but it's not that serious. But would I be dating, living with an ex? No, because I just feel like that'd be uncomfortable.
Okay. So you guys are exes/roommates. Are you both seeing other people and inviting people over, or are you outsourcing going to other people's places?
We're just answering this question.
That's a part of the question.
Like, is it a trustworthy arrangement?
I'm trying to break it down. Is it trustworthy if you both are like, okay, I'm not openly seeing other people, even though I live with you. I'm just going off, hey, I'm going to be right back, and you're going to do you. Or are you bringing people back, partying,
drinking, taking
shots? Do you
think that you still have to tell them about your whereabouts? Because as a roommate, you still owe them that kind of like decency, rather than coming home at like 3 a.m. like, oh yeah, I was just partying and like, you know, I was hanging out with this guy.
Truth to be told, somebody's going to be more truthful than the other. So since it's technically your ex.
But if it's your ex, you can't care.
Exactly. Somebody's going to be moving on doing them. Somebody's going to have their feelings hurt, or you both going to be like, I don't care. And so it could be like, oh, I don't care. So one of y'all can just be, or both of y'all can just be like, oh, I got a friend coming over. Can you go in the room?
Yeah.
Y'all going to be hitting. That's going to be WWE in the house.
Not everyone is that emotional and sensitive. Some people are just like, okay, that's fine. It didn't work out. Let's move on.
What if one person invites three dudes or three girls over, vice versa? Say it's two women. What if one girl invites over like three dudes or like two girls?
On what time is a girl going to invite three guys over, Javen? Unless it's literally like a bang situation.
Hypothetically speaking, what if it's not like that? What if
Can we be a little bit more realistic with this conversation?
That could be realistic. What if you got a group of friends that you want to invite and hang out that's your friends?
That sounds like a Pornhub situation.
Whoa.
Like, that doesn't even sound like in real life. What woman is going to be like, hey, I want to invite three guys over?
What if they're a guy friend?
Like, god damn.
What if she just met
these
dudes?
Let's move on to the next question.
Anyways.
So in your opinion, can you date while living with an ex?
That would be like a murder mystery.
I think it's a little disrespectful until you're fully out of the situation. Because it just complicates things and it just makes it weird. Why are you saying uh-uh?
Because if it's your ex, somebody gonna move on first. It'd rather be you or
somebody else. You're really testing my patience because that you keep derailing, and that's not what I asked. The question I asked is, in your opinion, can you date while living with an ex? Just plain and dry. Just answer the question.
Yes, you can date while living with an ex.
Okay, so that's you're the one that's being shady.
So you're taking this personal. I'm not being shady. I don't live with
an ex. I don't personally think that you can date while living with an ex because I think that it just makes things too complicated. And wouldn't you rather date when you have your own place? You don't have to worry about somebody all up in your business. Okay. Like, the people will be out there. You can wait.
I'm glad that you say that this is your personal opinion because this is strictly for you, this is your opinion, but someone else may not respect that and be like, you're my ex.
Okay. So, that's why I asked your opinion. And
I'm giving my opinion.
Exactly. So then now I know how to move. If we're ever exes, we're both going to be dating then because he said that he's going to date. Thing.
I told her already. He said he's going to date. No one's going to be my, for one, what the fuck I look like living with
an
ex?
Why are you cussing?
What do I look like living with an ex, for one? So let me give a. I would never do that, okay? And then turn around and be like, oh, we exes, let's just live together and pay bills. Okay, that sounds stupid. You're going to be looking at me when I walk through with somebody like,
imagine if one person was like, wait, I didn't know we were broken up. Like, I thought we were just beefing. I didn't realize you were my ex right now.
See, that's blurred line, you know? Right there. That's blurred line.
Unless you guys officially, like, break up and say, hey, we are broken up. We are single. You date. But I still wouldn't take. And I would still take that as somebody saying that as out of anger.
The doorbell rings and you walk through with three people.
Bruh.
And you're like, where y'all going? Oh, I'm going with you. You're
See, that's out room? Of pocket, though. Like, imagine having an ex-girlfriend that you're living with. And then she's like, oh, yeah, can you tell him I'll be down in a second?
What if it's two girls or two dudes?
Okay. I'm talking about my scenario with what I just said.
So now you put no parameters okay. in place.
You're being annoying.
We're having Moving an along. Open discussion, and you're talking about being annoying.
Okay, so who gets to automatically keep the house after a breakup?
Typically, in society nowadays, a woman gets to keep everything, so I would assume that she gets
This is everything. What I think. I think the person who is on the lease and who pays, like if you guys are paying 50-50, then you guys have to, like, figure that out 50-50. But if, like, there's, like... Oh, the woman that's paying more, the man that's paying more, that's who gets to keep the freaking house.
That's what you think until you go to court.
No, that's what they're going to tell you in court, sweetie. When her name or his name is the one on the lease and they're the one paying, that's who's going to get the house.
I'll tell you this right now. I'm not living nowhere. I'm not on a mortgage or the lease.
No, hell no. So I actually did that with Javen before. Like, fun fact, in college. Can you let me talk without interrupting me? Thanks. When we went to college, I literally was not on the lease the entire time.
Okay.
Only you were on the lease.
I understand. I remember that.
And we were living together. So I kind of, that was my bad on that part. But it was
a very particular situation.
Okay, but I've experienced it. Why are you being a hater and annoying?
Wait, what did I say that was hating about that? I was just saying that was
because obviously I was the one that experienced that. So of course I can say that. You've never experienced that.
Did
so.
I just say that you can't say that though?
Okay, this is fun. All right, so is it out of pocket for a person to leave and then the person that stays invites another roommate to move in right after?
It is what it is. It's strictly business at this point now.
But imagine, like, you're still living there and the person is, like, coming
in. When you leave him, because this person needs a room.
Like, they found them on, like, Craigslist or something, because, I mean, you would still have to suffice... that
so
rent.
You're like, okay, you're leaving in 30 days, and when you leave, they're going to move into your room. So for now, they're on the couch, so I got a head start. So now your rent's been split. Instead of paying half, you're paying like a third, I mean like one third of the rent, and then boom, once you leave, they're going to transition into your room, and then boom, look at that person just being
And adult, then it's an like, adulting. If it's like a friend that you've already known, you're going to feel like if you know the friend when you guys were a couple, you're going to feel slightly betrayed, even though like you've known the whole time that this was their friend, but like you got all wrapped up in the relationship and you actually thought this person was your friend too. Like, no,
it's
that
like
was
the
their friend.
Look at the doorbell rings. Here come the movers and they coming through with their shit, the dolly and everything else. And you're just like, what's going on here? And they're like, oh, you know, you already know what's going on. She taking your room as soon as you leave. He or she.
See, and like,
they, them,
but then
bag,
that
zigzag, whatever you want to say.
That's when I would know that, like, it's officially over and that's okay. But don't ever hit me again.
But this is not pertaining to us. Everything we're talking about is universal.
This is us just, like, literally just giving our perspectives on things. Well, we've said that before.
At times, sometimes it may get construed and may be seen as personal or taken personal, even though it's not. This is
okay. Anyways, let's move along. Have you ever had roommates?
Of course I've had roommates. I had some hilarious roommates.
Okay, you elaborate. They were my roommates too. In college. They were his roommates first. Too,
as well. I've definitely had roommates. I have lived with my parents after college at a certain point in my life. And parents, I lived with
We were actually lucky. I feel like all the roommates that we've ever had were always respectful, always did their own thing, like never like overly intruded. And like we all kind of were just.
Our parents.
Okay. Okay. Too. Can you let me speak? So the roommates that we had outside of our parents, that's an obvious one. Obviously, your roommates with your parents when you live with them. But anyways, the roommates that we had, we were all kind of like doing our own things. Like we never really bothered. We never bothered each other. So
we all respected our own space.
And can you imagine though, if it was like women, I think it would have been a different dynamic. It would have been chaotic. People would have been crying and saying, "You didn't invite me here. Why aren't you doing this?"
Cycle in sync up. The dude, I'm just looking around like, bro, what's going on?
Bro.
Walking the house is just weird energy. It's like, this seemed like a...
Like, everyone's on their period right now. Javen, can you make sure you get all the things off the checklist before coming in? Because we're like feral right now.
Feral is a perfect word for 3 to 4 women in sync on their cycle. It's just like there's freaking like traps sitting out, like bear traps.
No, like stay away.
Oh, who left the foil? Who was the last piece of foil? Like I can imagine girls tripping off.
If you were
everything.
The only guy, that would be so different.
Napkins go here or like.
And I feel like because we were all in college, we were always so busy too. And secondly, I think because it was like mostly like dudes there, like. Everybody like made a point to not make me feel like weird or uncomfortable. Like they all had like their own shit going on. And we all had like crazy schedules where we were barely even freaking home.
Yep.
Like we worked and you were like doing like your sports stuff.
I was a student athlete.
Yeah.
Played 2 sports, football.
So this ties into the last question of do you think that you can be roommates with the opposite gender?
Just platonically?
Yeah.
It's like I have a,
I think so.
Like a 2-bedroom apartment. I got my own room. She got her own room.
I really think you can.
And we split down the middle. That's very possible.
Yeah. Yes. It's up to you if you're going to be the freaking weirdo. But it's like a business exchange. It's like we're all.
Definitely keep boundaries up. Even Hell if someone was to try to cross a line, I'd be like, listen, I'll make up an excuse. Like I got to go take my betas to the,
And the moment that something happens, then they're getting their ass out.
Yeah, I got to take my betas to the vet. Excuse me. My fish got to go get a checkup, a routine.
Okay, so let's move along to our next topic. We are going to be talking about long-distance relationships. This is something we've had. I mean, we've only had experience for like a couple of years, but we still have experience.
Hail Mary.
Do you think long-distance is doable, and is there a time frame for this? Type of setup.
Okay, I tell you this. Long distance, 25 up is bullshit.
Oh, it's beyond bullshit. It was even bullshit. It's even bullshit when you're not 25. I think long distance in general, to be honest, to be so real, if you haven't already established something, it's complete bullshit. And they're 100% like living their own independent lives and talking to you. Right?
Literally, I tell you this right now. I would literally retract a little bit. 25 and up for sure. If you
for sure.
You guys are just like, hey, you my main.
Oh, listen, fuck that.
Listen, like you my girl or you my dude, but really they out living their life. They probably got a work husband, a work wife.
Stop.
You know, who knows what's going on when it comes to adults and adulting and long distance.
Honestly, I'm going to be the first one to say, I feel like adults kind of like scare me. Like, they kind of freak me out. Like, getting wrapped up with the wrong adult literally fuck your life up.
What, you going to see her, him, her, they, thy, them every 6 to 12 months? And then you're going to be like, who is this person? Hella cool.
Seriously.
Like, y'all hella cool. Like, what's this crazy? Like, what?
Oh, this is my brother. This is my sister.
Oh, we've been knowing each other since third grade.
Come to find out, they used to date back in the day. And they're like,
oh, they hooked up and like, yeah, things are different. Like, bro, y'all.
You cannot be friends with someone that you've ever hooked up with. I don't care what lies people tell you, how fake mature people act. You cannot do that.
Oh, nice to meet you. Yeah, I heard a lot about you. Yeah.
And just like, think about all the people who are 25 and up who like are meeting people's friends for the first time. And it could even be the same gender that is hooked up. Yeah. You could be meeting your girlfriend's like bestie and it's like they used to go into like Pound Town all the time.
Yeah.
Is that still like weird for a guy?
And you figure this out later and they tell you?
Would you be like freaked out a little bit?
I feel betrayed. Like, well, yeah. Hold on, wait a minute. Time out.
Because I feel honestly, that kind of situation is still weird to leave somebody in like the dark about.
Oh, it was just in the past. This was just nothing.
I wouldn't have much more respect if you told me straight up and then let me make a decision if I want to move forward. But don't just like not tell me that.
Like, no lie. If it was another chick who was like ex-friend or if it was another chick that your girl used to like date or had a thing with, you'd still be like, okay.
But wouldn't you rather me tell you straight up?
Than... But if it's another male, like a male figure and he used to be like clapping your cheeks. And
that's
like,
completely different.
That's best friend. Oh, it's my brother.
Yeah.
I'm like, wait a minute.
But I'm not going to lie. Like, even if I was a guy and my girl had a bestie that she was like hooking up with, I'll be a little bit like still like not really She's trusting dropped. That shit.
I would trade her. I would become a free agent at that moment. Like,
I wouldn't necessarily. I would still like, I would just be on like, keep my distance, but I would just like, you know, have fun while it lasted type of vibe.
From that day forward, everything would change. From
my I wouldn't marry her, probably. Well, you can't say you're one of them. It's just not your preference. Like, it's just not. Part of dating is realizing what you want and what you don't want. You don't have to shame other people because you're not into it. You just move along with your life.
And if you're willing to accept certain things,
then that's fine. Accept it. That's you.
But as soon as you accept it, you're doomed. You're stuck.
You're being a sourpuss.
I'm not being a sourpuss. Listen, if your girl got a bestie, best friend dude who's like heavily involved in
I'm talking
life,
about the same gender. Like if your girl had like a best, like you were talking about the opposite gender this whole time.
I was wrong.
Listen, I was talking about the same gender the whole time. Her.
Let's go out to eat, get some drinks. Let's get to know each other.
I will literally fight you right now. Stop playing with me. Okay, yeah,
know what you've seen in her, how you guys' connection has...
What if their connection was, like, infectious and they were like...
Listen.
Like, but they didn't... But the best friend hated you.
Listen, I'll be like
this. Oh, but if she liked you and wanted to hook up with you, it's different?
Listen, I'm not saying it's like that, but I would just like to explore your relationship. For scientific purposes, I would like to just analyze.
I will literally fight you right now.
Like, we see the same thing. Like, you know what? I like her because of that, too.
Okay, so what if her smile says that about your guy friend?
What do you mean?
Like, what if the roles are reversed and a guy was like, oh, yeah, me and this dude used to date?
I'm not like that, though.
So no, I'm not saying with you. I'm saying in general, it's so interesting how men are always so okay with things on the opposite end.
Listen. Two masculine energies in a room that used to be with the same girl just don't work for me. Okay?
Yeah, that's what I meant. Like, if like, you guys were, like, if the girl... Fuck, okay, my bad, I didn't mean to cuss. But if, like, say you brought a girl around, your bestie, and all the stuff that you're saying to me, she was saying to you. Like, oh, yeah, you guys are really cool. Oh, okay.
So if I brought a girl around my bestie as a male...
As a guy,
friend,
yeah.
And she's like, heck of cool... Oh, she's not that type of girl. She's not a girlfriend type of material. She's like being all like.
But
that.
Isn't it
she
weird?
She could be like, oh, he's cool.
It's just so weird how like stuff like is so different with each gender. Like, but yeah, a guy can come around and be like, oh, and still like the girl and still date her, even if she's hooked up with her best friend.
It's different. I can't explain it.
But I even feel like, I don't know, I feel like when it comes to women friendships, I was like laughing about this like earlier. I was like, you know that you're really best friends with a girl when people have questioned if you guys have dated. Because the way that girls can just hug each other and be like, you know, cool with each other, it's not frowned upon. You know, it's looked at as like, oh, wow, it's like they're really close. But two dudes cannot freaking do that in society. People are like, no. We are going to move along to the next question. Can you truly build a solid relationship virtually? And this is our opinion. What do you think? You first.
Okay. I grew up in the 21st century.
Is that, are we still in the 21st century or have we moved to the 22nd?
I hope so. Hopefully in the 21st.
I don't know. I genuinely don't know.
Listen, I grew up in a time, in the space.
I want to see. Hold on.
Not really. Okay, I don't know how to put this, but I grew up with MySpace.
Oh, we're still in the 21st.
Before MySpace, we had T-mail. We had the site.
Oh my God, ew.
With the way message.
If we could go back to some of the messages.
Tony Hawk. But can you be cool? Can you develop a bond with someone virtually? Yes. But we also grew up of an era of a TV show called Catfish.
So if you guys have been following us for a long time, then you would know that me and Javen started actually talking on MySpace. But the thing is that we went to the same high school. So that was a difference. I don't know if we were exclusively talking on MySpace and went to different schools, if we would have ever really like actually connected. I feel like it would have been one of those things where we would have fake connected and then been like, somebody would have like always gotten cold feet and never actually pulled through.
She could have been a bot.
Yeah.
She couldn't have really been a real person.
Dude, T-Mail. So T-Mail, I'm going to expose myself right now. So on T-Mail, me and Javen, we used to like send like back and forth photos. He's literally the first dude that I ever sent nudes to. Well, first and only dude that I've ever sent nudes to.
I should open up that T-Mail and be like...
And it's so funny, too, because it's like, I feel like if we were able to sign into our T-mail, we would be shocked to see how different we look.
Listen, I used to be taking pictures.
Did you ever send another girl nudes?
No, I never sent another girl's nudes. I've sent you nudes before.
Yeah, no, we're each other's first with that one and only. I've literally never, ever sent nudes to anybody else.
I think for a dude to send a picture of his
oh my gosh, right.
It's a little aggressive. I would be, especially nowadays, you might go to jail.
No, for real. And then technically, like, we're always together. So it's like, I mean, when we used to sext a lot back in the day, we would do that. But it's like, now we'll just literally have sex. So there's really no point. And like, we have this thing now, like when you've been in a like a long-term relationship, one thing we don't ever want to do is like plan things out.
Your expectations a little too high.
It's sometimes. Too annoying. It's like, okay, I'm not going to be like, oh, sexting him and be like, oh, just wait till you come home. I would rather just surprise him when he comes home and like just do
or
stuff.
Everything can be going well and then you can say one wrong thing.
Yeah.
And then.
Bruh. And that's what almost happened earlier.
She'd be right out the mood.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to do this no more.
Yeah. Because it really does turn you off as a woman. Like when shit isn't going, like you have to make sure that it's something that just flows naturally.
Yeah, but when it happens naturally, let me just leave it at that. I'm gonna stay a little PG this.
We've definitely had a lot of fun in those ways in our relationship, but we have to definitely keep it PG.
Let's keep it a little PG. What's the next question?
How long were we long distance?
I don't know, like a year and a half.
Yeah. That's still kind of long, honestly. Yeah. But in between that year and a half, still visiting on, like, you know, the major holidays and stuff
just
like that.
Flying out, flying them cheeks out, you know what I'm saying?
I know. Ew. When I think about that, it's like, technically, I was, like, flying out and literally.
She was catching flights before it was on. Look, Instagram came out 2010.
Javen, calm down. We were already dating for, like, 2 years at that point.
But listen, I didn't even know IG was out in 2010.
No, seriously, same.
I got an IG, like, 2018.
Literally.
2017, 2018, whatever year it was. But I didn't know it was out. I didn't even know about Twitter until, like, literally after Instagram. Where was I at?
I did know about Tumblr, though.
Yeah, she knew about Tumblr, but she wasn't on
it. I wasn't on it. I literally was one of those people who was like so against social media. And
she used to do it for the Vine. I'm telling y'all.
No, the hell I didn't. He was the more one. He used to literally like make fun of me like, oh, you don't even have a social media.
We used to share a social media, to be really quite frank.
No, it was, yeah, I mean, but we only literally had like 100 followers.
That's how
shit.
We started off, like, oh, we gonna make an Instagram together.
Yeah, no, have your independence, because otherwise you'll literally lose your shit. Mm-hmm. So what were some of the biggest challenges being long distance?
It's like not seeing your partner, not having access to them like you used to, and just wondering what they up to, what they doing, and hopefully...
Dude, I feel like if we were long distance at this age, Javen would be... One thing you guys don't see the side of Javen where he's... Huh? You guys don't see the side of Javen where he, I don't know. I feel like he creates his own theories and then believes them.
I'm a mad scientist.
Yeah, no, seriously, he's a little, he's a Gemini moon.
So my professor just know Xavier that. Without the wheelchair.
Yeah. Just be like, somebody said that if you've dated an Aries man, you get compensation.
Like most
people end up in like a mental hospital dealing with them.
Listen,
they say the same thing about Aquarius women, but I don't think that's true.
I'm not gonna lie, I tend to be right about a lot of things.
No, the hell he's not.
And it can be annoying.
He thinks he's always right.
Listen, I end up being right in the wrong ways, but I'm still right. But it's just annoying how do I put this? I'd be right about things, but my approach and my style.
He's a rager.
It's not saying I'm a rager, but...
No, I'm listen, not. When I say I'm he's a rager, I mean I'm always right. He's pushy. Like, that it's too. Annoying.
That's a little different, but I'm right about a lot, and it's just annoying. It pisses people off when I told you. That's the worst thing you can tell somebody, too. I told you.
Why the hell would you want to be that person in people's lives?
When you be like... Or you're right, and you just be like, you know what? I'm not going to say it.
So you do everything perfect and right.
I'm not perfect, but about 98% of the time, I'm right.
Oh, my God.
Listen, you see? And it's annoying, though. It's annoying for other people because my delivery and my approach starts off annoying. And then, like...
He's only saying that because one thing that he always thinks he's right about is every time I go out somewhere without him, like... He always feels like something stupid happens or like, for example, like I'll like freaking miss my Uber and like, you know, end up in like freaking Tijuana and calling him like, oh, I don't know how this happened. And he's like, oh, see. But it's like, those are like one-off occasions.
Listen, I'm a very good prognosticator.
You can't even say the word. So how are you good at it?
I have saliva in my mouth.
Okay. Disgust.
So I'm really good at foreshadowing. It's like my
He thinks he's psychic.
And I'm right a lot about things and being right. And then maybe my delivery isn't the best or my approach. But when it comes down to results, at the end of the day, that boy be right about a lot.
Okay, Javen.
I do. And she know.
So that was the biggest challenge of being long distance is just like not it's being around
not,
each other.
Yeah, not being around each other, not seeing each other.
And one of my like top love languages is quality time because I feel like I can't, my mind shifts so much and I lose interest in things very quickly. So for me, I'm like, if we're not talking constantly or I'm not around you, I'm going to just be kind of like, you know, not feeling it.
I don't think that sounds good.
We talk all the time.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, you were the main person saying you're not going to take answers personal.
I'm literally...
And everything I say, you're like looking at it with a fine tune. Let me just speak freely and stop being immature. You want me to lie to you and say that that's not how I am? Mm-mm. I'm telling you how I am straight up.
Tell me the truth.
Like even with like friends, like if I'm not talking to like my friend for like a month, I'm going to assume we're not friends anymore. Like we need to talk like... You know, pretty frequently. Yeah. Like, because I'm just like, okay, what do they call it when people.
If you want to be friends again, you got to reinstate yourself and pay a fee.
What do they call it?
Your subscription has been canceled.
Like, for example, like if I haven't talked to a friend in 2 months, I'm just going to assume like we're not really, like, I'm not saying we're beefing or anything like that, but I'm just going to assume we're not really friends like that anymore.
You're talking shit about me. You've done something.
No, I don't think like that. I just distance myself because clearly we're not that connected to where we're always going to stay in sync. She needs to
be a priority.
Kind of, but not like...
She's a tough
friend. Just check in with me and I'll check in with you. That's just what it is because I notice when people's energy shifts and they're not as engaging with me anymore.
She put me on a back burner?
Yeah. Then it's like, okay. But it just means sometimes you outgrow people too. Mm-hmm. Like that's a thing in life. Like if you're not growing, then what are you doing? Anyways, is it possible to get bored with someone that you hardly get to hang out with? That's a good tie-in. Stop yawning on camera. You're going to make everyone tired.
Don't say that. So, yes, it is possible.
I will 100% get bored if I don't hang out with someone.
Yeah,
and hanging out could be on FaceTime.
See, I don't think dudes may do the FaceTime hangouts, but...
Oh, my God, Javen. We were literally on the phone for like 3 hours earlier.
Listen, I'm talking about like... Me and a guy friend, I'm not going to sit on a FaceTime with my homeboy.
Well, that's your perspective. I'm telling you my perspective.
But me and my boys got to like do like some outdoors nature shit, go shoot some guns, go fishing.
But if you didn't see your friend in like 6 months, would you assume that y'all aren't tight like
that? No, we just pick up where you left off at. Dudes are like that. We just be like, bro, we understand like people got to live. As a man,
I feel like
girl
friendships are low-key platonic relationships.
Girls are a lot. Y'all need so much. Y'all just are high maintenance. You need like
it's like you damn near date your best friend without having like without hooking up, but like you date your friends as like a girl in a way.
Dudes be like, bro, you remember that conversation we had 6 months ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, that same shit's still going on, bro. And you'd be like, oh, what? And
but you wouldn't think that you guys really aren't that tight if they're not making a point to, like, communicate with you?
Bro, like, dudes be like, bro, I understand because, like, I'm doing, taking care of my, what if you got kids or you doing this other stuff?
You have time in your day.
Yeah, but
that sounds
dude,
like
you don't
such an excuse.
Text your friends, all your guy friends.
Well,
all
you're not texting them all day. What are you talking about? Listen, it's just as simple as checking in and saying, "Hey, how's it going?
Yeah,
is everything good
every
with
once
you?"
In a while, but like, it's not like I have friends I talk to like once every blue moon or like a couple times a year, and it's just like, bro,
wow.
We understand we on our own little path and journeys, and we taking care of business. And we doing other things. It doesn't necessarily mean that I need to talk to you all the time. But when you pick off like when you left off, nothing's changed. Girls, it may be different though.
For dudes, well, this is just like, my perspective. I personally like if I'm going to consider you my best friend, that's the person I talk to frequently. But if you're just an associate, that's fine. I don't have to. I can talk to you once every 6 months.
She said best friend, so that's priority. She at the top of the rank. You got to check in.
I have not called someone my best friend in so long. Like, no freaking way.
Let me tell you about
it. It takes a lot to be called a best friend to me.
Am I your best friend?
Yeah, but sometimes we be beefing.
Bruh.
I literally said yes, but sometimes we be beefing.
You hear that? That's cool.
And then sometimes in arguments, I'll be like, you're not my best friend anymore.
She loves hitting me with that.
Because a best friend wouldn't be mean.
And that's my reaction. She told me that. I just walk off and I shed a single tear. Like,
but
like
no, Javen really is. He for sure is my like best friend. For sure. Mm-hmm. So, but he could for sure be demoted when he starts being mean.
You see how she get done?
So how often do you think people in long distance relationships should actually meet up?
Long distance, is that like across the state? Is that like down the street?
Long distance
miles,
is just like literally
an hour away.
Say you're just not in the same state or country.
Ooh, I don't trust you. I don't do that shit. But if we were long distance, that means we play serious and we act like we serious. We around each other and we act like we really want this to work. I'm going to cut off everybody without telling you I'm going to do it. But I'm going to do it if you decide to move in and get close to me. But I should see you if I'm quote unquote long distance at least 3 to 4 times a month.
I'm gonna tell you as an adult, like being like almost in my 30s, I'm not playing those games. I'm literally like not gonna take you serious. Like
but for the fact that you're long distance and you're supposedly taking each other serious, how many times I gotta see you? And do I gotta make an effort to see you and spend my own money?
I'm gonna try to make you like move out where I live. Because I'm not moving to you.
If I can't move, I got an important job and it's my career.
At least see me a few times a month. Otherwise, I'm going to literally lose interest and think that you're playing games.
If I see you and I'm trying to get down to business and clap some cheeks,
no.
You're going to be acting funny? Like, oh my God.
Don't just assume.
But what if, see, you know what? That's different. You know, I'm not going to say nothing. Because
you're just thinking of something you would want to do.
I would assume she's moving and grooming and doing other things and someone else is occupying her time.
But that's you assuming. That doesn't make it a fact.
That's true.
Okay, so how do you deal with feelings of jealousy in long-distance relationship? Like, would you consider each of us jealous?
Oh, I got zero tolerance.
I'm for sure jealous. Like, I'm jealous, but it's mostly on some, like, stop playing with me. Don't play with me.
I got to check myself.
Don't play with me.
We long distance. Let me just do the math and just make sure I'm really evaluating my situation. We long distance. And then I come around and you got some guy friends or some random dudes who, like, for one, you are female.
I don't care. You guys can call me immature. And then I don't care. I'm not playing those games.
I'm going to be straight up. Like, y'all know each other. Like, how cool is y'all? Like, y'all got a little history.
If it's not your family, I'm not cool with it.
That's my brother.
And it has to legit be your blood. Not no, like,
we grew up
fake,
on the same street.
Yeah, not no fake family friend or none of that. Like,
my dad
no.
My and his dad best friends. We've been hanging out. No.
No. Mm-mm. Not going.
Mm-mm. He probably had your ankles by your ear.
Go play with somebody else. Don't play with me like that. Can you actually maintain a sense of normalcy and routine while being apart, in your opinion?
I don't understand how that can really work, the whole long distance thing and like a routine and what, like I call you every day at 3:00.
There's a lot of people who actually like, there's a lot of women that follow me that have like asked me for like pointers on this. Mm-hmm. And like, I'm not being pessimistic. I'm just being completely straight up. You would be stupid to think that somebody you're not visually around and we're like grown as fuck, like they're not doing them. You'd be stupid. You'd be so stupid.
Listen, she got about 4 or 5 date bays. She got a food bay. She got a movie bay.
What about him?
Whatever he got, he got to work hard and pay for it because
ain't no girl paying for him. Okay.
I tell you that right now. Ain't no girl paying for no dude unless she... They like going 50-50 or they live together. Anything a dude wants to do is going to cost him when it comes to taking a girl out for a date. If you ask a girl out on a date, she
what does that have to do with
everything.
Anything? That doesn't have anything to do with the question. Can you actually maintain a sense of normalcy and routine while being apart?
So routine of talking to each other, hanging out. I'm gonna assume that, like, bro, like, we're not that serious.
I'm gonna just assume that this is childish. It's like, I'm just, this is
we're
stupid.
We're taking pictures right now. Like, this, like, we plan. Who planned the worst?
And now I see why sometimes when people are like long distance, like, they move really quickly and people are like, wait, why? It's like, no, it's either we're gonna live together or, like, well, not live together, but live in the same city and, like, really be like a couple, or we're just not. Because one thing I'm not going to do, I feel like I would not want to like waste my time and just like be texting multiple people just to waste time. It's either you're into someone or you're not. Cut and dry.
Your partner could be all on Tinder, Bumble, all this other stuff. They could be doing them and some. Okay?
Dude, yeah, for sure.
So you don't even know this person technically if you long distance. Maybe you knew each other beforehand, you moved away. Just call it a dub. We just friends with benefits. If it works out, if you move around. I don't know. We just keeping up with each other. It's not real. You're not in the presence. And
just because you're reacting to my stories and shit doesn't mean that's enough.
Literally. You gotta just be like, okay, so what are we doing? Like, we playing. We childish right now. You know, this is a fantasy.
So all of this is said to say, be mindful when you're dating someone long distance and also be realistic.
Yeah.
It's probably best to date someone that you can actually be around. And if you are long distance and you do want to take it serious, you're going to have to pick what city you want to move to.
Nobody's saying
you have to move in together because that is an intense experience.
Imagine being long distance and they talk about share your location. Why are you over there? What you doing?
Yeah.
You at work? Why are you at the... Where you at right now?
How often is too often to check someone's location?
You can do it. As long as you're sharing it, that person has, the right to check it as much as they want.
One time when me and Javen were arguing, I was like in like our terrace where like our pool table stuff is at, and he was like, "Oh, why were you at this restaurant next that lives to our apartments?" And I'm like, "Bro, I was literally chilling in the freaking terrace to the point where the automatic lights shut off because I just didn't want to deal with the BS."
We share each other's location every once in a while. I just take a look and I kind of know where she should be throughout the day at certain times. If I see something abnormal, I will ask her about it. Like, "Oh, there's something wrong with that."
No. You know, I mean, part of it is like a safety measure just to make sure everything is okay too. That's how you're looking at it.
In Palm Springs, but I'm supposed to be at work. What's going on? Oh yeah,
Watched this movie where like this couple was like kind of like having issues, and the dude called the lady's job because she was a nurse, and they were like, "Oh, is she working late? I'm gonna come by and bring her some food." And one of the people was like, "Oh, she hasn't showed up at all today. I don't know what you're talking about."
No, she doesn't work anymore.
Imagine. I feel like my stomach would sink to my ass. Like, what the like, where is he?
So you get up every day and get dressed and leave, and you.
I would be very upset, yeah. For sure.
Yeah. That'd be pretty crazy. That'd be pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Living a double life.
Like, recently, my sister had came out here, and Javen thought that I had stopped sharing my location, but literally I had no service where I was at. And he was like, "Oh, you're showing out. You're doing this." And I'm thinking,
That's not how it went down, but.
You texted me saying I was showing out.
After you cussed me out.
No, I can show you. We can go to the text right now.
Listen, check this
out. No, I did not. I cussed you out after that. After you said I was showing out, that's when I smashed on you. Because I'm like, why are you saying I'm showing out? Why would I stop sharing my location? I literally didn't have any service. Like, literally, we had no freaking service. Our GPS stopped working.
From not having service and not sharing your location in general. When you have to resend me an invite or have to send you an invite.
He's literally making this up. I sent him the screenshot that I never stopped sharing my location, and we can go back.
And I sent him the screenshot too, but then later on, days later, I end up getting a Chari is now sharing her location with you notification. That means that you just.
Yeah, because after we argued, I had blocked him.
A moment of silence. Listen, y'all, I told y'all I'd be right about a lot of stuff, okay?
Javen, why are you always trying to paint me in a bad light? Like, I'm so weird.
Painting you in a bad light.
Like, right, you're now. Literally lying right now. It's wild to me. I'm really not trying to expose you right now.
Expose me. Go ahead. I'm not. Was there exposed about me? I'm pretty open.
You're not open. Not in your relationship with other people, yeah. Not with me. Not
like that open, but I'm open with you. But I'm not like in an open relationship.
What the hell? Who even brought that up? The older we get, the more like oddly conservative he gets. And like, just even with certain things I say, it's like, I feel like he's trying to like, "Oh, well, why'd you say that?" And it's just like, damn, do you really want me to like be filtered and not be myself in order to appease to you? Because that's not positive.
Listen, everyone, I don't know if you guys ever heard of the term of testing limits.
How the fuck am I? Testing limits. I didn't even do anything. I was literally hanging out with my nephew and my sister. Like, we literally went hiking. It was like not
selective
that vibe.
Morality.
What are you talking about? I did nothing. Like, listen, you're making it seem like I was up to no good, and all I literally did was go hiking with my nephew and my sister.
I wasn't even tripping. I just asked her, like, "Hey," I even like called her, like, "Hey, I just noticed that you're not changing location with me anymore."
He's lying, you guys. I can show the text. I got proof.
She was with her cousin, and she was like, you know, in her little mo. When girls or males are around friends and family, and they haven't seen them in a while, and they're like all hyped up, and then they just be like, looking.
And he was being a little hater,
looking for a way to like,
yeah. So you were being a little hater,
just to flex. Like, yeah,
I literally didn't even do that in front of her. I don't know why you're saying I did that in front of her. She was nowhere around me. Like, literally. So stop with that narrative because it's not true.
Long story short, I can't.
Long story short, he acts like a little hater when I'm around other people outside of him. Sometimes he tries to get. No, sometimes I think he gets a little jealous when I'm not around him. and I'm not showing him attention.
I just randomly, for the first time that day, out the blue, looked at my phone, like, oh, let me see where they're at, what they're up to.
He picks at me.
And then I was like, oh, I just realized. No, he does this every freaking time. She calls me. She calls me after I text her a couple of texts, like, hey, what are you up to? Like, you're not changing your location anymore? She calls me, like, damn, out of breath, like, excited.
Because we had, I was like, damn. You don't know the eventful time that we had.
And then she apologized, like, you know.
No, I only apologized for smashing on you. I didn't apologize for being upset. So don't get it twisted.
What's the difference from smashing on somebody and being upset? You know what? I digress. It is what it is. It happened. I was completely being transparent with her, and I had no ill will. I was just like, oh.
Do you see how he always paints himself in a positive light, and then he always tries to demoralize my character? Like, that's so toxic.
She was a little hyped up. She was with her people.
And so were you.
I was all good.
Do you see how I intercept what you say to me, and I'm not always battling with you? I let you say what you need to say. Every time I say something, you're trying to battle with what I'm saying.
If I'm battling with what she's saying, you guys put a one in the comments. And if I'm not, put a two.
You're getting on my nerves now.
Oh my God.
You're making this not fun anymore.
Anyways, let's move on, babe.
That's it. There's nothing else. So,
all right, everybody. So that pretty much concludes our podcast. This is the second one we've done this year, everybody. So this is podcast number two, technically podcast.
No, it's not. It's number three.
We done three this year? No, the other one wasn't a podcast. It was just a video. Just a regular video. It wasn't a pod. We didn't have the microphones like this. It wasn't a pod. I'm pretty technical. I know what I'm talking about. This is podcast number two.
All right, people are going to see how you really act, and you'll see.
Everyone, don't
judge me. It's like pulling teeth, dealing with you and like having this conversation. You made
pulling
this.
Pulling teeth and... I'm having fun right now.
No, you're not. She's you're literally patronizing me every time.
So serious. I'm just having fun, trying to have fun, talking to you guys, entertaining you all. I want to thank you all for watching and listening and joining in on Charlie and Jeff's podcast. Be sure to check us out on iTunes and Spotify. We'll catch you both on the next one. Peace.